aging, if you're lucky, is just a part of life. This is Lisa Berry, and that's why we bring you Modern Aging here on 89.1 WEMU, a positive perspective on the aging process, kind of like making aging an adventure. And I'm always delighted to be joined by Dr. Teresa Reed, a local aging expert. Her website is agingforlife.org. Good to see you again.
Hey, always fun to be here.
What do you want to talk about today?
Well, I want to talk about acting your age, like being told to act your age.
Now, have you ever been told to act your age?
Yes.
Recently?
Yes.
I know. That's sad. who's
it's wrong. Yeah. Well, my husband. Okay, so I pick up jeans at Marshall's, and sometimes, you know, they have holes in them
yeah,
by design.
That's the new thing now. Yeah.
It is, but he says, you're too old to wear those jeans.
Hmm.
Yeah, so that really annoys me. I mean, he's cool with the fact that they're $20 as opposed to $100.
I was going to say, some of those ripped jeans are expensive.
Exactly. But he, like, will say, you're too old to wear those. And I'm like, you do you.
Right.
I'll do me. But it got me thinking about, what does it mean to be told, act your age?
Does it start when you're young?
You know it does, right? Because it starts like, okay, like 2 years ago, there was a news story. It was a widespread news story about a 30-year-old guy in upstate New York who wouldn't leave his parents' home. They went to court to get an eviction notice for this 30-year-old son.
Okay.
So like, okay, so there's a good, clear example of when he really needs to grow up. But a lot of the time, little kids are told, or older kids, you know, act your age, grow up, act your age. Sometimes when you're younger, that means like step into the kind of responsibility that adults get to take. That's like, can be an encouragement to grow up.
But to say act your age, grow up, that does not put in a very encouraging way, is it?
No, it's generally not.
Yeah.
But it's a different thing for people like in their teens and 20s and 30s, when act your age is more about taking responsibility.
Right.
As opposed to when you're in your 50s and 60s and 70s, act your age means stop having fun, stop showing so much skin, stop dancing, stop going to Disneyland and all of that stuff. It's really complicated and it's really interesting.
Okay, who is setting these rules and making these decisions that when you get to be a certain age, you can't do those things?
Yeah, well, I think, you know, it's the culture. And who's the culture? It's us.
Right.
The culture's us. So, but what I think about this act your age command is that it's really out of date. Cultural attitudes about aging are changing a lot. And every time we say act your age, we're trying to enforce cultural norms to a large degree are out of date.
And that is what this segment is all about, changing cultural attitudes about aging.
Exactly. I don't think we should tell people to act your age anymore.
Okay.
Because it's never really meant kindly. But this act your age really sticks in my craw because the way it constrains older people often, it's used as a weapon. And it's really, in some ways, it's a way of saying, it often expresses discomfort with older bodies, you know, and discomfort with behavior that seems potentially sexual, which people don't want to see when you're older. And that's problematic.
I don't even know where to go with that
one. Well, let's go with this, that we should stop telling people to act your age and get more constructive and creative about what it is actually we're talking about. Like, you know, honey, maybe it's time that you moved out and got a job. Or, you know, or for older people, if you ask me how I look in these, maybe you'll say,
well, I always heard a thing that I think even Oprah said this once, that when you turn 40, you have to cut your hair. You can't have hair below your shoulders anymore, that when you're older, you have to have short hair.
Thank you. That's a really good example. Right. When you're 40, you have to cut your hair. People have said when you're, you know, 40 or 50, you don't get to dance anymore, except maybe to Benny Goodman. But you don't get to dance to Drake, you know, and you don't get to dance, you know, you don't get to dance. Like young people do. It's just not, you're just not allowed to do that anymore. What else are you not allowed to do? Like wear, and I don't, but, you know, mini skirts and thigh-high boots. And, you know, there's lots and lots of things that that we change as we age. It change as we age. And, you know, there are cultural commands about what we can do and can't do.
Where does it come from, I guess, is my big question.
It comes from the same place that all of our assumptions about aging come from. You know, it's really kind of too complex to trace, right? I mean, these are all kinds of assumptions that change as the culture changes. It changes, they change, you know, as the way we work changes. And retirement was created as a concept just like it 50 years ago. But up until then, people generally didn't retire. 65 wasn't a magic number until the Social Security Administration made it one. So our ideas about what is age appropriate change like crazy. I mean, 200 years ago, children were young adults and were expected to do all kinds of stuff on the farm, you know, and in factories and so forth. We didn't really have a conception of childhood. So all of this is fungible. All our concepts about what is age appropriate are completely fungible, and which makes saying "act your age" even more reflective of cultural assumptions.
So you've thought about it a lot, and we're banning the phrase now.
We're
banning the phrase. And that's why we have this conversation, because we do want to change the narrative about the aging process.
Yes.
But when you're saying it's cyclical or historical or dates back to different times, but it's changed since then, so that gives us confidence to move forward and change it again?
Absolutely. The power's in our hands. We're the culture.
So if somebody tells you, Dr. Teresa Reed, act your age, what are you going to say?
I am.
What does that mean?
It just means that whatever I'm doing, I'm acting my age because I'm my age and I'm acting.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
So I am acting my age. This is what that looks like. Remember when Gloria Steinem started, you know, she turns 50. She turns 60. She says, this is what 50 looks like, people.
Right, yes.
This is what 60 looks like, and so forth. And it's like, this is what a person my age looks like and does. So to say act your age, especially to an older person, is nonsensical, because you are your age and you're acting. So there you go.
What can we replace it with?
Well, you know what? If you have a concern about somebody's behavior, first of all, if they're an adult, it's none of your business. It's really none of your business. If it's not criminal, it's none of your business. With younger kids, act your age is also hurtful.
Yeah.
And, you know, so if you have an issue with a younger kid's behavior or even a young adult's behavior, talk to them about the behavior. Don't shame them by holding up some ideal of age-appropriate behavior and saying, act like that. Well, you know, a lot of times, especially for young adults, that means we want you to take on all the responsibilities and the miseries that come with them that we have. You know,
right.
I mean, there are a lot of rights that come with aging with, you know, in young adulthood, but there are also a lot of responsibilities. And a lot of people these days are not younger people. These days are not taking on those responsibilities like owning a car. Because they don't want to own a car. A lot of younger adults are not learning how to drive.
Right.
Yeah.
They don't need to.
Exactly. So that idea that, well, a rite of passage is that at 18 you learn how to drive and, you know, eventually, you know, you save up your money and you get a car and blah, blah, blah. Not anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So all of these ideas about what's age appropriate are normative, meaning based on cultural norms that we've created that have been influenced over time and that we can stop.
And we're changing all that with this conversation, Modern Aging. And I have to ask you, I can't let you go without the big... Did you get the ripped jeans?
Yes, they're hanging in my closet right now. He hates them.
They make you happy, right? Being free to be yourself no matter how old you are.
Yes, absolutely.
Dr. Teresa Reed, agingforlife.org. Thanks so much for joining us on this edition of Modern Aging here on 89.1 WEMU.
Thanks, Lisa. I enjoyed it.